and how she sang to him.
How Gabrielle Duchesne sang to her little boy, with his big eyes looking solemnly up at her from his pillow, and his face already stamped with the many swimming colors of his wandering life, singing a lilting nonsense song that went like this.
Baby bunting, baby dear, baby bring your berries here. Chusset, chisset, chasset. Bring enough to fill your basket.
Enough to fill my basket, he thought, as he was flung, weightless, through darkness and the terrible sound of the toad ash chimes. The words weren't quite nonsense, but old numbers. She'd told him once when he had asked, Chusset, chisset, chasset, 17, 18, 19. Chasset is 19, he thought. Of course. It's all 19. Then he and Eddie were in light again. A fever-sick orange light, and there were Jake and Callahan. He even saw Oi standing at Jake's left heel, his fur bushed out and his muzzle wrinkled back to show his teeth.
Chusset, chisset, chasset, Roland thought as he looked at his son, a boy so small and terribly outnumbered in the dining room of the Dixie Pig.
Chasset is 19, enough to fill my basket. But what basket? What does it mean? 4. Beside Kansas Road in Bridgeton, John Cullum's 12-year-old Ford, 106,000 on the odometer, and she was just getting warmed up, Cullum liked to tell people, seesawed lazily back and forth above the soft shoulder, front tires touching down and then rising so the back tires could briefly kiss the dirt. Inside, two men who appeared not only unconscious but transparent rolled lazily with the car's motion like corpses in a sunken boat. And around them floated the debris which collect in any old car that's been hard used. The ashes and pens and paper clips and the world's oldest peanut and a penny from the back seat and pine needles from the floor mats and even one of the floor mats itself. In the darkness of the glove compartment, objects rattled timidly against the closed door.